Well, hello there. You're listening to Hashtag 365 with me, Alex Baker. It's day 17 and the wheels have come off.
In a world of delicious canneries, an unstoppable onslaught of advertising and mozzarella sticks.
God, they're so delicious, aren't they?
One man faces the ultimate battle. Is Hashtag 365.
Do you know what? The whole point of this podcast is that I'm honest with myself and honest with you, right? There's no point doing it if I'm going to say I'm doing this, that and the other when I'm actually not. And the reality is the wheels have come off. But it's cool and I'll explain why it's cool. Irregularity is like the murderer of routine. Do you know what I mean? Like this week I've been to Leeds on a conference. I was there for 2 days. My daughter's been ill, so I've not been going to work. I've been at home. I had a hangover on Tuesday after a big night on Monday night at the conference. You know, all these are kind of irregular things, and all these things have completely poisoned my on it vibe that I had at the start of Hashtag 365. But I guess it was kind of gonna happen, right? We're halfway through month one. If there was a time where the wheels were going to fall off, I guess it was probably now. I've always said there'd be a test of resilience. I'm amazed that it's come quite so early in the process. But then equally, I know myself. I'm not amazed by that at all. This is what I always do. The difference is, though, what's really exciting is that if I wasn't doing this, this is where I'd slip. Do you know what I mean? I've lost close to a stone in 2 weeks. I can see it working. My stomach's flatter, I've got more energy, I feel fitter, I feel lighter. I can see it working, yet it just takes a few little things to mess up my newly forming habits, for the wheels to come off and it just to go wrong and for me to slip. But I can't slip this time. That's the wonderful thing about Hashtag 365, right? Whether you're me or whether you're you and you've committed to doing this along with me, we can't slip. The option's not on the table. I've made a commitment to do this for 365 days, come hell or high water. That's the whole point of committing to doing it for a year, because I understand myself, and I understand and understood from the get-go that it was never going to be the case that every single week I was going to nail it. There was always going to be times where I fell off the wagon, where I messed it up, where I had spectacular feasts or ate McDonald's or did all the things that you'd expect someone who's addicted to food to do. But I've made this commitment. I'm going to do it. So actually, you know, we've been talking about willpower a lot recently. And we've been talking about defaults. My default is that for this year, I'm going to do my best to eat healthily, to stick to my calories. Or my default is that not to do my best. My default is to stick to my calories. This past week has been an anomaly where that default's concerned. So actually, it doesn't take a huge amount of resilience. It doesn't take a huge amount of effort to climb back on. I'm just going to get back to doing what I was doing. Sticking to 1700 calories, no matter what. I'm going to wake up with that in my mind. I'm going to stop falling back into bad habits and start resetting my new ones and cracking on. Because although the wheels have fallen off, I believe in my pit crew of me to stick those wheels back on. And crack on as well. And also, I thought it was worth mentioning at this point, a good mate of mine, Paul, we've been talking a lot about Hashtag 365 and about like weight loss and calorie counting and stuff like that. And he told me about this thing called Couch to 5K, which is an app which basically means in 9 weeks, you can go from the couch, i.e. doing no exercise at all, to running 5K. And I've downloaded this app and it actually looks really good. Now, exercise wasn't necessarily going to be part of what I was doing with 365, but he's kind of convinced me, because he said in his experience, having the elevated fitness that he had from doing Couch to 5K meant when on the days where he slipped with his calories, it didn't have such a big impact because his body was kind of metabolizing things better. And I kind of get that. That sort of makes sense to me. So I think that might be I might try and incorporate that. It's probably the worst time ever to start some sort of running program because it's like snowing and icy. So I might not start it straight away, but I've got the app. It's in my head. And it's definitely something I'm going to be thinking about later in the year. It's a 9-week program, so 9 weeks out of 52 is a drop in the ocean, really, isn't it? when it comes to this mammoth task that I've taken of doing a podcast every single day. So anyway, thank you so much for sticking with me. Thank you so much for everyone that's been telling their mates about it and getting other people to do it as well. I really believe in this concept. I really believe in this committed idea of 365 days. It just means the challenges like the one I'm facing this week are kind of a drop in the ocean. They're easy to navigate because it's a blip. It's not a massive, huge lake that I'm drowning in. Do you know what I mean? And there's something really illuminating and really kind of motivating about that. So, yeah, tomorrow's another day. And I'll see you here for day 18.